I'm so glad to be here. How are you doing?
You doing well?
Doing well? Awesome. So bear with me. Don't sleep, okay? Wake up. For those of you who don't know, my name is Evans Paul. I was born and raised in Haiti, in a beautiful place called La Victoire. It is on the north side of Haiti, which is 3 hours and a half from the second largest city called Cap Haitien, and 4 hours away from the Dominican borders and Haitian borders. I'll tell you a history. 11 years ago, I came here to get married to my beautiful wife. I was here in the States, leaving Haiti after the earthquake, ready to move to a new path. Suddenly, God put a strong desire in my heart to go back and serve. So people began to reach out to me, because people that know me while I was in Haiti, that live in the States, began to reach out to me saying, what are you going to do? Are you going to be staying in the States? Are you going to get married and go back? Because we love the way you were serving the people. I was like, I just come here, I just married. I'm not ready to hear about missions work, because I lost so many of my classmates in the earthquake, where some of them died. You could not even find the body. Just house collapsed. And here, I just come having a good time with my brand new wife. And God is calling me to go back. And I tell my wife, that's how I feel. I feel like one day we will go back to Haiti. And you know what my wife asks me? When? How? Who's going to give the money for that? I don't know if your wife is like that, but that's my wife. And I said, I don't know, but I know. That's what I feel. That's what I feel God calling me to do. And here today, 11 years later, we have 2 schools in Haiti. We have a primary school and a high school. And it was a miracle, because the same couple that called me about what I am going to do if I'm going to stay in the States called me and donated to us $3,000 so that we can go to our honeymoon. Guess what happened? We never went to a honeymoon. We take the $3,000. We went to Haiti. My wife was thirsty under the sun, and we went and start the foundation of a primary school. Because when I was a kid, I used to walk 2 hours by feet just to attend the primary school. And imagine 5 years old kid walking daily. Sometimes it's rain and it's slippery. You fell in the mud. You come back home and never be able to go to school again. But we decided we were going to use that money and start the foundation. To God's faithfulness today, we have 2 schools in Haiti. We have a primary school and a high school. We invest so much in sustainable agricultural program, where we teach people how to be sustaining by growing their own crops so they can feed their children. Not only feed their children, I encourage people to grow a lot of food so that they can sell some part of it in the market. Because when they sell some part of it, that will bring them some income. They can have their economic growth. But also, the market will have so much food, price will be reduced, more people can afford food, and we'll end that question of hunger in La Victoire. Amen? Also, we plant 2 churches. We have 2 churches that I pastor in La Victoire, Haiti. We have a mission house where we receive missionaries. We are right now building a medical clinic facilities where people will come and have the best quality healthcare that any human being deserves. But we fear, worried. Remember what I told you my wife tell me? How, when, where the money is going to come from. And also I remember when I was a kid, my dad was a farmer. My dad is a vet tech and he is a farmer as well. My dad will go to garden at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I don't go to the garden with him because I go to school. But on weekend, my cause was to go meet him at the garden and help him, which is either planting something or what's that called? Cleaning the garden, weeding the garden, or change the animals. So whatever, but I need to do some things, right? To participate in the family's responsibility. So my dad will go to the garden, and you know, Haiti, as you know, I was born and raised in Haiti. Haiti's name means mountains, which is giant mountains. And when I was going to the garden, you have mountains on the right side, mountains on the left side, and you're walking deep inside a valley. And sometimes, I was a little boy, I see some men with long beards. I got so scared. I didn't know what to do. And I tell you, I said, I pretend that my dad was coming. And I called, "Dad, where are you? Why are you not with me? Where are you?" And immediately, I feel strong because I know that if this guy know that my dad is there, he's not going to touch me. And I walk with strength and energy because I know this guy know that my dad is there. If you have a Bible, you can look at with me the book of Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 41, and I want you to read one verse, which is verse 10, because I know you have a lot to do. Isaiah 41, and I want you to read the 10th verse. And it's on the screen. If you want, can you read with me? "Fear do not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea. I will help thee, yea. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen?
Amen.
I'm not the one who say that. Fear not. Do you ever experience fear? Worried? Eh? Maybe you not. You perfect people. Fear, worry can destroy our lives and give us anxiety, depression. But God tell us to prophet Isaiah, "Do not be worried." Yeah, if I look at my Bible, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand." Amen? Amen. Why are you worried? Why are you worried? Why are you scared? Huh? Because of your age? Because you're too young? You don't know what the future holds? Why are you worried, Pastor Mike? Because your car got destroyed? Why are you worried about? Because we need more people at Gethsemane Church? We're worried about what's going to happen in the future? Why? Why are you worried about? You know, some of the church, I pastor a church where people is like, "We need young people, Pastor. We need young people." It's like they pressuring you. And look at, when the young people know that, what do? They run away. It's like you're fletching for fish. What are you worried? My wife is like, whatever I'm going to do, when I tell her, it's like, "Okay, babe, we're going to build this because I feel like we need it." But how? Where? When? She's a teacher. I'm not talking about teachers, because you know. That way.
Teachers are always asking questions.
We are. Same as Christians or believers, while we are here on this earth, we are in a journey with God. Amen? We are in a walk with God. We're not walking with God and He's somewhere, you somewhere. No, I believe that He's holding our hands. Amen? Amen? And walk with us until we make it through. Right? Sometimes we need to know that problems will come. Sometimes you need to know that difficulties will come. Sometimes you need to know that obstacles will come. But the most important things is for us to know that our God is with us. Amen? Amen. Not only in the beginning, but until the end. I love God so much because I know that my mom loves me, right? My first love is my mom, right? I know that my God loves me so much. I know that my grandpa, my grandma, they love. I know that my wife will be heartbroken because I know for sure that this lady loves me. But imagine in the end of my day, when times come for me to be gone, who's going to be with me?
Yahweh.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God
will never leave you. God will never forsake you.
Amen.
You can trust God. I go to so many funerals, right? So they tell a history of a husband and a wife that have someone pass, and the wife was crying so much in Haiti, and then a guy tried, by crying, they put in the casket in the hole, a bad guy come and push the lady in the hole. Don't touch me! Because in the end of the day, you're going to go only you and God in your side. Amen? One of the points I want to share with you this morning is that God will lead us when we walk in the light of His word. God will lead us when we have to make decisions. God will lead us when difficulties come. If you look at in 1 John 1, verse 7.
1 John?
Yes, 1, verse 7. If you find it, can you say amen? Can you read for me? Can one of you read for me, Pastor John? Can you read for me?
I see that.
Yeah.
John 1, 7.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Amen.
Amen.
This is it. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship, relationship, as a faith community with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ purifies us from all sins. So God will lead us. You don't have to worry about your age or anything else. God will lead you. As I know for sure, you are walking in the light of His words. Amen?
Amen?
The second point, God will surround us in darkness circumstances. God will surround us in darkness moment. In Psalm 23, verse 4, what does it say? When I walk to the valley of
shadow,
I will fear
no evil
because God. You know your word, huh? So why are you worried? Why are you scared? I remember when I was a kid, my dad would explain to me our lives as a corn seeds putting in a clay bottle and put it on the sun, in the sun. When chickens come, what do they try to do? Eh? Yeah, try to take the corn out. They will try to take the corn out. Our lives is like that. When the enemy come, what do they do? If they continue to try like the chicken, what will happen? Their beak will be destroyed. Because we are surrounded. We are surrounded in the palm hands of God. Amen? That's how our lives is. If their chicken continues to try to get the corn, there's no doubt his beak will be destroyed. That's what happened to the enemy. We don't have to worry. God will surround us in darkness circumstances or darkness moment. The third point is that God will be available to us. How many of you feel God's presence? God will be available to us when we live and his volunteer. How many of you want to do God's volunteer? How many of you want to live in God's will? To do whatever God's called us to do? It's not easy to quit my job as a pastor in Chicago for my wife to be a teacher of 13 years of experience. And God called us to say, quit everything, sell whatever you have, go to this poor nation, serve the children, serve the young people, and leave everything behind. It's not easy. It's difficult. It's with anxiety. It's with depression, right? But one of the things that hold us, keep us moving, is to know and to believe that God is with us and available to us as we're doing what he called us to do. Look, I want to encourage you this morning to walk with Christ, to walk with God in your side, to walk with God in your life, to walk with God in your family. Being a role model in your community, wherever you're walking, among your friends, be an example. Be courageous and prepare for challenge. How many of you like challenge? No. Know that as you walk your life on this earth, challenge will come. Difficulties will come. Problems will come. Obstacles will come. But the most important thing is to know that God is with you. Amen? Amen. Through his strength on us, in the end, we will be victorious. The only thing we need to do, my Gethsemane Family Church, is to put and is to walk. Walking side by side. Amen. The light. Prophet Isaiah teaches us that we don't need to be afraid because God will strengthen us. He will get us through any unpleasant situation. But we must walk in his light. He will lead us. He will surround us in darkness circumstances. And he will be available to us as we live in his will. I would love for you to evaluate your life this morning and ask yourself, where is God as you walk in your life on this journey on this earth? Where is God as you're living this life on earth. If God is on your side, that's good. That's wonderful. That's awesome. Because the world teaches us that if we buy the most expensive car, we'll be happy. What's happened after you have the car? The world tells us, if you go make so much money, you will be happy. When you have so much money, you don't serve God with it. What's happened? Tell me. You can tell me. The love, actually, the world tells young people, if you get married, you will be happy. Tell me what's happened. Study shows that if a young person was not happy before getting married, even though that young person get married, they're still not going to happy.
Be less happy.
Yeah. The world tell us lies. That if we do this, 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 we will be all right. And what's happened? We live in a mess. We live in a mess. In my experience, for my age, 36 years old, I believe that the most important place to be on the earth is to be a Christ follower. Amen?
Amen?
And everything will come together. Even when we don't see, even when we don't feel God's presence, even when we don't see God is active, even when we cannot understand what's going on around us, but we can still trust and believe that God is still active in our lives. Amen? We can still believe that God is still active in our community. We can still believe that God is active in our marriage. We can still believe and trust that God is active and present at all times in our family. And the end of the day, the enemy need to leave. Amen? And the end of the day, the victory will be yours. Look, God, if he's not really on your side, if God is not really on your side today, this is the day you need to reconsider life. What you need, you just need to invite him in your heart, in your life, and his presence will be right there with you. I want to encourage you to make sure that you have this faithful God. God never forsake his promise. I have someone that promised me a car when I was begin to serve in Haiti. Guess what's happened? This guy tell me, okay, I'm going to buy a brand new car. I'll give you this car for your ministry. Guess what's happened? He get the brand new car. What's happened? I never get the other car. Broken promise. Look, people will promise you things. You young and you find a guy who said, I love you. I will take care of you. You know, you'll be happy. What's happened after you dating? Disappointed. Angry. But God, whenever God come and promise you something, God will make it happen. Amen? Amen. You will never be disappointed. I never hear someone telling me that God disappointed that person. I never hear someone said, I love God, because I hear people tell someone a secret, and what they do, they go out around and tell others. I never hear someone tell God something, and then you hear people telling about what happened between that person and God. So you can trust God. Amen?
Yes.
You can trust God with your secrets. You can trust God with your life. You can trust that with your future. You can trust that, God, with everything. Mm-hmm. I remember I was talking to a little young man in our school, which is a very smart young man, and Often, I was talking to him about prayer. What prayer can do. You know, this is the way we communicate with God. And God talked to us through reading scripture. And I was telling him, babe, you can pray wherever you are. And whatever you're doing. When you go to the river to swim, I said, babe, you can talk to God. When you go to change animals with your grandpa, you can talk to God, babe. When you go to get some sweet potatoes in the garden, I said, babe, you can talk to God. And babe was like 5 or 6 years old. He raised his hands and said, Pastor Evans, can I speak with God when I'm angry with my grandma? I said, babe, absolutely. This is the best person to go to. Mm-hmm. And last summer, I was baptizing 15 young people. Bed is one of the young person that give his life publicly to Jesus Christ. Young men often no dad, no mom, so smart. So we can trust God. Make sure to have God, guys, with you wherever you are, wherever you go. In whatever circumstance. Can I pray for you? God, thank you so much for your presence here this morning. Yes. Thank you for teaching us that we can trust you no matter what happened, no matter the circumstance. God, thank you for giving us Jesus Christ to give us opportunity to connect with you in a deeper level, to know that we can call you at all times, wherever we are, wherever we go. Thank you, God, for providing for our family. Thank you for blessing the Tsemani Covenant Church here. Thank you for Pastor Mike. Thank you for leadership team here, God. We ask you, God, to continue to bless this church, the people, to know that they're not alone in this journey. You are with them. You hear them. You are present. You are active. You're doing amazing work here. Thank you for what you're doing here. Thank you for what you're doing in Haiti. We ask you, God, to continue to bless our ministry in Haiti and bless the people here. We know we are living in a different world, but we are one because we are all your children and your followers. Thank you, God, for always providing. Thank you, God, because you are an awesome God. You are a God we can trust with all our lives. If we pray not because we are perfect people, but we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Blessings to you all. Thank you.